This programming is sponsored by S&P Global Platts, presenting the Financing U.S. Power Conference, focusing on ways to shape the industry's future, October 27th through 29th. More at spglobal.com/financingUSpower.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harrib. The Texas House and Senate's new special committees on flood relief and preparedness are meeting for the first time this week. The all-day hearings are featuring testimony from representatives of several state agencies focusing on what Texas needs to do to ensure better and faster responses to floods in the future. Those testifying included Freeman Martin, the executive director of the Texas Department of Public Safety. Martin told lawmakers about the difficulties responders faced identifying victims of the July 4th floods, and he suggested new technology the state could invest in.
There's technology out there with the iris scans. You know, when I talked about the nuclear DNA decomposing after a couple of days is no good, the iris scans of the eyes is good up to 30 days. It's the same technology you use with a cell phone for your facial recognition.
A representative from Texas Parks and Wildlife called for more staffing, saying having more Texas game wardens would mean they could strategically deploy them across the state when major weather events seem likely. These and many more recommendations will be considered by Texas lawmakers over the next few weeks. As college students gear up to start classes next month, some undocumented students are facing the reality that they will be seeing higher costs as a result of a federal judge blocking the Texas DREAM Act. The Texas law gave undocumented students in-state tuition. Here's our Gabrielle Dawkins.
Juan Martinez Guevara, the Texas advocacy manager for United We Dream, says the Department of Justice and Ken Paxton teamed up to do away with the 24-year-old Texas DREAM Act.
The effort to deny primarily Black and brown immigrant students fair, equitable access to higher education in this country is a deliberate and wicked effort to keep Black and brown immigrant communities in a permanent caste in society where they are underpaid, exploited, and unable to build and pass down their wealth.
Martinez Guevara says the consequences are dire, and this is an attack on equity and access to higher education. I'm Gabrielle Dawkins, News 88.7.
And the police dog who earlier this year tracked down a suspect accused of killing a Brazoria County Sheriff's deputy and survived after being shot twice was honored at Houston City Hall. News 88.7's Shawnee Chong has more.
Mayor John Whitmire issued a proclamation recognizing Rocky the Dog's service in protecting officers and the public.
City of Houston joins U.S. Marshal Service and the greater law enforcement community in recognizing K-9 Rocky as a hero whose bravery embodies at the highest standards of service and sacrifice.
The mayor also thanked Rocky's handler and the staff at Westbury Animal Hospital for saving Rocky's life. In January, Rocky had found the suspect accused of killing Deputy Jesus Vargas hiding in a dumpster. The dog was shot twice but made a remarkable recovery. Whitmire says Rocky plans to return to service in the near future. I'm Shawnee Chong, News 88.7.
And in sports, the Astros completed a sweep over the Arizona Diamondbacks yesterday. They won the game 4-3, and they have now won four games in a row. And they currently sit six games in front of the Mariners for first place in the division. I'm Matt Harrib, News 88.7.